An old fool this, eh? Good. Good. But George Smith could only look at the little man with the sun-dark skin and the clear, sharp eyes and say the man's name once in a whisper to himself. They stood thus for perhaps another 5 seconds. George Smith staring at the sand frieze and the artist watching George Smith with amused curiosity. George Smith opened his mouth, closed it, put out his hand, took it back. He stepped towards the picture, stepped away. Then he moved along the line of figures, like a man viewing a precious series of marbles cast up from some ancient ruin on the shore. His eyes did not blink. His hand wanted to touch, but did not dare to touch. He wanted to run, but did not run. George Smith looked down at the sand, and after a long while looking, he began to tremble. For there on the flat shore were pictures of Grecian lions and Mediterranean goats and maidens and children dancing, and the sand in the dying light was the color of copper on which was now slashed a message that any man in any time might read and savor down the years. The artist stopped. George Smith drew back and stood away. The artist glanced up, surprised to find someone so near. Then he simply stood there, looking from George Smith to his own creations flung like idle footprints down the way. He smiled at last and shrugged as if to say, "Look what I've done. See what a child. You will forgive me, won't you? One day or another, we are all fools. You too, perhaps. So allow..."